Unit 11. Holidays and Leisure Time. In recent years, China reduced the 6-day work week to 5. In addition, employees get at least several days off for each major holiday. The Chinese New Year, late January or February, May Day or Labor Day, May 1st, and National Day, October 1st. These, however, are presently the only paid vacations. Thus, on average, Chinese people, at least those who live in urban areas, have from 2 to 3 weeks of vacation. Because everyone goes on vacation at the same time, tourist destinations are jam-packed. Those who crave peace and quiet would do well to avoid traveling around these major holidays. The increase in leisure time is having a far-reaching impact on China's economy and society, creating financial windfalls for restaurants, amusement parks, hotels, and towns with picturesque waterways or pagodas. Unlike Americans, the Chinese are far less likely to take part in outdoor sports such as skiing or scuba diving when they go on vacation. Chinese pastries. Mung bean cakes are small, bite-sized pastries made from mung beans. They are especially popular in the South and in Taiwan. Moon cakes are another favorite. They contain various fillings such as red bean paste, lotus seeds, ham, and salted yolks of duck's eggs. During the Mid-Autumn Festival, August 15th on the lunar calendar, usually sometime in September in the Western calendar, the Chinese eat mooncakes in celebration of the full moon. Elaborately packaged mooncakes are frequently exchanged as gifts. Many restaurants derive a substantial part of their annual profits from the Mid-Autumn Festival. Mung bean cakes and mooncakes are frequently served with tea. Desserts are not normally part of a meal in China. They are served only as part of a formal banquet. Instead, pastries are eaten as snacks. Modesty and politeness. When the Chinese invite friends over for dinner, the host almost always begins a meal with the apology, "There's nothing to eat," despite the fact that he has probably gone all out and prepared a feast. Guests then express unease over the abundance of food on the table and the host's extravagance. This exchange is a social ritual for most Chinese, as Chinese culture highly values modesty. Once the meal begins, the host heaps food on the plates in front of the guests, while the guests exercise restraint. If a guest does not care for a particular dish, it is best to leave it discreetly on the plate. This is also a good way to politely discourage overzealous hosts from continuously offering more. The high value placed on modesty also explains why Chinese will deflect a compliment rather than accepting it graciously. For example, when Chinese people receive a compliment, instead of
谢谢
or thank you, they say
哪里哪里,
literally, where, where, meaning there's nothing anywhere worthy of praise. A suitably embarrassed expression accompanies the saying to further show one's modesty. When they accept an offer of help or receive a gift, again, rather than thank you, the Chinese say
不好意思,
meaning this is embarrassing, or I feel embarrassed for having imposed on you. Like all languages, Chinese has a number of frequently used formulaic expressions and responses. When an important guest or a customer arrives, Chinese people say
欢迎光临
or welcome. When seeing someone off, they often say
一路顺风
or may the wind be with you.